Are you ready for another honey ramble?
Well, neither am I, so, you know, have we got that in common? So, another ramble from Honey on Holiday. Yay. So this morning I had a bit of an incident, and I know what you're thinking. Another one, really? How have you survived this long? I don't know. I know. I know you all think that I am a mature. I know you all think that I am a mature, responsible adult. No one thinks that I'm a mature, responsible adult. Not even I think I am. Anyway, I was having a healthy breakfast of pastries and cakes and cream-filled pastries and more cake. And I had a little bit of a reaction. I don't know if I've ever said it in like a ramble, but I know I included it in an audio. I am allergic to pistachios, which is unfair because pistachios are lovely. I think. I mean, I'm not too sure because the minute they hit my tongue, and it's hard to taste something when your tongue is and I can't do it. That's basically how I sound when I'm having a allergic reaction. And then they peel, and then... I didn't know that there were pistachios in the cake. I was very careful. I was kind of careful. Okay, I made the minimum effort to make sure that I couldn't see any pistachios. And I didn't select anything that had nuts in it. Also, I thought. Obviously, I didn't. And, I had a cake with pistachios in. And it was like pistachio flour in the sponge. It was like pistachio cream. It was like pistachio everything. Oh, I am a fucking Muppet. I am a mature, responsible Muppet. Now that's believable. And yeah, so I had a reaction. And I'm still quite blotchy and... itchy, but I'm okay. Had some antihistamines. Yeah, it was a bit, it kind of ruined my breakfast, but you know, could have been worse. Could have been bran. That would have been worse. At least I got to have some cake. The rest of the day, I wasn't as enthusiastic as I could have been because I was a bit like this for several hours. So I spent the day being a lazy bitch, just seriously lazy. Oh, my headache is back with a vengeance. Oh my god, I had plans to get lost today, but I didn't want to risk it when I was, you know, Muppet with an allergy. Oh, it was so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. I don't know, I just, because I'm pretty damn shy, like being in a restaurant, when I'm mid allergy, allergic, whatever, when I'm in the middle of it, I don't mind so much because I'm too busy trying to breathe, you know, so that really doesn't leave a lot of, you know, honey left to be like, oh no, people are looking at me, oh no, people are looking at me. But when you come round, when you've, you know, taken, or stuck a needle in your leg in this case, you're like, okay, oh, 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 oh. It was so horrible. It was this like cute little cake shop, well, cafe, and there were all these middle-aged women having their coffee with their helmet hair. I've described what that I mean by that in a previous audio. And there's me just going, oh no. It was, oh no. Oh no. Yeah, that was fun. So today has been slightly me. Highlights of today include the cake that almost killed me. I don't know if it was a cake worthy of that title, but I mean, it almost did. No, it didn't. It would have just, you know, made me, no. It had an attempt, but it's not the first cake to try to kill me, and it won't be the last. But I'm still here. Try your best, baked goods. Come at me, baguette. Come at me. Oh, my fuck. I accidentally threw a lasagna off a balcony. And you might ask yourself, how do you accidentally throw a lasagna off a balcony? Well, with an underhand throw, apparently. Jesus. I didn't mean to do it. I really didn't mean to do it. I was going to be eating it, and then, like, stuff happened. I'm a bit clumsy. And it went flying. And then I realised I just threw the lasagna off a balcony, and I thought, shit, they might be looking up to see where the lasagna came from. So I hit the deck, but obviously, post alert reaction, I'm a bit off. So I hit the deck and I'm like, ugh, it's like I died or something. So I'm just down there and I'm thinking, this doesn't happen to normal people. This doesn't happen to normal people. But you know what? I think it's fine for everyone to have an accident. I mean, if you throw a lasagna off a balcony once in your life, that's understandable. It is completely understandable. Apart from the fact, nothing. You're not buying it, are you? I might have, well, you know, technically I didn't throw it. Well, I threw the lasagna. But I kind of flung the tortilla like a frisbee. It's the middle of the night and I was hanging tortilla. I tripped over a chair and I tried to turn to keep my balance. And the next thing you know, it's flying through the air like a frisbee, just flying. And whilst the lasagna kind of just dropped like a brick, the tortilla just flew quite gracefully through the air. So in one day, I've thrown two things off a balcony. No. I threw one thing off a balcony and flung the other. Tomorrow, why don't I bowl it like a cricket ball? See, what do I have that I could chuck out? I've got some fancy chocolate pastries in a fridge. I could just 1 minute. I need to check that I don't have pistachio in. 1 moment, please. Okay, they've got chocolate. I can see that. Nope. No, that's not pistachio. That is hazelnut. Yeah, that's fine. That'll be fine. They are really pretty though. Is it worth? Okay, I'll try to say worth the risk, but I decided to say it in one word. Oh, so tomorrow I will not be throwing anything off the balcony. Actually, should we go out to the balcony? Let me just unplug my phone and you can come with me. Wait, I'll make sure I... What happens if I throw my phone off the balcony? That's not going to happen. Okay. Returning to the scene of the crime. Jesus. Fuck. Oh, you have to do some heft to open this door. This is the balcony. It is currently 3:30 in the morning. Okay. I'm not gonna throw my phone off. Is that a cop car? Oh, it's
nice. It's not too cold. In London, apparently, it's really, really chill. But it's nice here. That is a cop car. It's like they're just waiting. They're just waiting for me to throw something off the balcony. And they're driving away. I cut away with it. I am the serial food flinger. And no one knows my identity. Yeah, it's nice. Tomorrow I'll take some pictures of a beach. If I'm not, you know, going there, 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 there. Oh my fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. I need to go to the gym. Well, there is actually a gym here. Chances of me working out while I'm on holiday. Chances of me working out full stop. I'm so lazy. Anyway, let's sit back down, shall we? Hi. Oh, my head is killing me. So yeah, today has been interesting. I'm still alive. I've done a bit of singing. I don't know if I'm going to post it to Patreon because it's interesting. I might be a bit giggly. I've had basically too much sugar today. All I've had is sugar. Wait, did I eat anything that wasn't sugar? No, I threw it off the balcony. How did you... What? Okay, I mean, accidentally throwing one thing off a balcony, I can understand that. Throwing two things off a balcony? Yeah, that's special. That's like seriously, yeah, special. So special. That was from a song that I sang badly. Do I do anything else? So, how are you? Seriously, are you having a nice week? Wait, what day is it? It's Saturday. A nice weekend. How could I have lost track of the days? I think the problem is because I've been working like 7 days in weird shifts, I have no concept of time. So, you know, listening to this, it's kind of boring. Oh my God, so I was just running my hands down my thighs. Okay, so you know yesterday I told you I took a header and I literally fell flat on my face in front of the hotel because it was a little bit dark when I got here. When I was taking a shower this morning, giant motherfucking bruise on my right thigh, and I thought, oh my God, that looks really bad. Took a picture, sent it to someone, and they're like, what the fuck? Then I kind of turned and I saw my left thigh and it got like another bruise. And then I looked at my knees and I looked like I've been at preschool and I've got my knees all like fucked up. And then my shins are bruised too. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to wear a fucking dress, am I? Because I look like I don't know what I look like. But can I just say, fuck. I'm not sure my favourite colour is purple anymore because, the bruises. And they're kind of painful. So if I press down, don't press down. I know. It's been quite eventful for 2 days. Tomorrow I'm hoping for a nice, easy day. Just, you know. No, I might stay off the balcony. Just for safety's sake. I can see the news now. The Phantom Food Slinger strikes again. Authorities don't know the identity of this foul criminal. Oh my fuck. Oh, I had sushi today. And a salad. Okay, it was a very small salad, but after all the sugar, I was like, I should have something green and not throw it out the window. So I am a responsible adult some of the time. Hell, I will go to the gym. No, I won't. Okay, so seriously, how's your week going? Are you enjoying your weekend? What's the weather like where you are? Yeah. So that's okay. Actually, we could do a hurt honey soundboard. Okay, bruise. Knees. Knee. That's a knee sound.
Yeah.
That was a knee and thigh
sound. Oh, this. Other people go on holiday. Other people go on holiday and do these kind of things. They're like, oh, I went to the cathedral. It was so beautiful. The architecture was stunning. Or they go, oh, I went to this restaurant and I had lobster. And, oh, it was breathtaking. It was a taste explosion. My world has changed.
Me, I'm like, I threw at the Daniel off a balcony. I had to sell it because I'm an adult.
Oh my fucking hell. Okay, I'm gonna post this.
I hope that you're having a wonderful day. And hopefully tomorrow, well, technically today because it is 3 o'clock. Almost, well, it's 20 minutes to 4 in the morning. I'm keeping my normal hours. I just can't seem to sleep like a normal person. Because I'm beginning to think I'm not a normal person. I'm feeling more at home in my fancy hotel room. You know, home. I spent a bit of time today arguing with the central heating and the aircon, trying to figure out how to turn on the heated tower rack. Finding new lighting settings. There's like a night setting. There's a night setting for people who are scared of the dark. Okay, I'm just gonna stop now because I'm just sounding like, oh fuck, how did I ever even make it out the country? Just, oh boy. Good night, guys.